97.3, fourth one. Spies who work for MI5 and MI6 in real life are to be given a license to speed for the first time. Now, up until now, officers working for MI5 and MI6, that's James Bond, right?
Yeah.
They have to abide by the rules of the road, the speed limit.
Can you imagine how dull the films would have been?
Imagine those chases along the side of the mountain in Monaco or wherever it is. And they have can only go 30 along here.
20's plenty.
That even when national security is under threat, the law says that spies for MI5 and MI6 have to abide by the speed limit. Until now, Transport Minister Robert Goodwill is to hand them the same exemptions as police, fire officers and ambulance drivers. And I don't know about you, but I feel better for that.
I feel very relieved.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's a great excuse, isn't it? The next time you're doing 120 along Ferry Road, someone says, "Where are you going in a hurry?" Can't tell you. I can tell you, but I'd have to kill you. Can you imagine the Bond film? Let's just imagine that Bond film for a second.
Yes. Bond, you must be at Edinburgh Airport in 5 minutes and on that plane, or the files will fall into the hands of the Russians.
You're right there, M.
Yes. I'm emotional.
Oh, I'm not going to make that, eh? There's a 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction on the bridge due to the high winds. And there's always a mobile speed trap just at the Cram and Brig there, eh? We'll get the next flight. You all right, Em?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay.
Boogie in the Morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.1.